Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. We're starting off today with an in-depth comparison of two highly anticipated budget tablets, the Oppo Pad SE and the Redmi Pad 2. With so many options flooding the market, it's more important than ever to choose the device that actually meets your needs. So let's break these down by features, performance metrics, and who they're best for. The Oppo Pad SE arrives with a price tag of ₹9, making it an attractive option for anyone on a budget who doesn't want to compromise style or usability. Sporting an 11-inch FHD Plus display and a stylish dual-tone aluminum body, it definitely has a look and feel that stands out, especially for its class. Beyond the aesthetics, its user-centric ColorOS interface is fine-tuned for multitasking, making it easy to switch between tasks, apps, and activities with minimal lag. Battery life is another key factor, and here the Oppo Pad SE shines, offering impressive usage hours that suit everyone from casual browsers to students on the go. On the other side, the Redmi Pad 2 is available at ₹10,409, and for that little bit extra, you get a 4G variant with multiple RAM options, very appealing if you're a power user. With a brilliant 2.5K display and support for expandable storage, it's geared toward those who care about vibrant visuals and need that extra room for apps, photos, and downloads. The Redmi Pad 2 is especially well-suited for gamers and multimedia aficionados who want smooth performance and plenty of space for digital content. Both tablets perform admirably with their cameras, but keep in mind these are entry-level devices, so you're not getting pro-grade photography here, just reliable snapshots and video calls. So, what's the takeaway in this head-to-head matchup? For multitaskers and users looking for a solid, everyday companion, the Oppo Pad SE covers the essentials with a refined touch. For users interested in gaming, streaming, or just having that little bit of extra performance and storage flexibility, the Redmi Pad 2 edges ahead. Ultimately, my recommendation is to weigh your habits, goals, and usage scenarios before choosing between these two tablets. They really excel in their respective niches. Whichever path you pick, both the Oppo Pad SE and Redmi Pad 2 deliver strong value for anyone navigating the competitive budget tech market. Now, let's pivot to the world of gaming communities, where the discussions can be just as dynamic as the games themselves. If you've ever dived into the threads or channels on Shack News, you already know how engaged and enthusiastic their community is, especially when it comes to classic and emerging titles. The latest chatter has put a spotlight on the PlayStation Summer Sale and the Xbox Ultimate Game Sale, both rolling out serious deals to help folks expand their libraries without draining their wallets. Whether you're looking for that hidden indie gem or top-tier AAA game, now's the time to take advantage of deep discounts. It's always wild to see the number of games people pick up during these sales. Backlogs are real, but so are great finds. Among trending titles, there's been a lot of anticipation for Shadow Labyrinth, a game that draws on nostalgia while offering a fresh, replayable maze experience. Players are loving how every run feels different, with choices influencing your route, your enemies, and your outcome, bringing a new layer of excitement each time. It harks back to retro dungeon crawlers, but with modern design and plenty of secrets to keep even veteran players guessing. Over in the world of MMOs, all eyes are on New World Summer Medley Fair event, which is bringing seasonal energy and new content straight through until Halloween. These kinds of events keep communities thriving and players coming back to see what's fresh and exciting. Expect new items, activities, and plenty of opportunities to earn limited-time rewards while the Medley Fair runs. The developers behind New World have shown real commitment to cultivating a lively player environment that rewards both veterans and newcomers. Shifting to industry news, one development that's shaken things up is the announcement from Virtuos, a major co-development studio. Following a series of industry shifts, Virtuos revealed they're laying off about 200 positions across several studios. While this news is tough, they've emphasized their ongoing dedication to providing high-value support and co-development to partners around the world. We'll continue to track how Virtuos and other studios adapt to the changing landscape in the months ahead. Meanwhile, some fascinating research out of the University of Osaka is giving us insight into cultural differences around console launches. Specifically, they looked at Nintendo's pre-order strategies for the Switch 2, comparing the US and Japan. The results point to differing attitudes toward fairness and access, highlighting how culture shapes even our purchasing experiences in gaming. In Japan, there's often a preference for lotteries and queuing systems to make distribution feel equitable, whereas in the US, pre-orders tend to be a race to click as fast as possible. These logistical choices can really affect the vibe around a big launch, and it's always intriguing to see how the same product can be rolled out so differently. Now let's head north for a quick look at the ongoing debate about fiber internet in Canada, where TELUS is taking on Bell in the fight for consumer choice. TELUS has been actively rallying customers and regulators to ensure that Canadians have real options in their internet providers, something gamers and streamers care a lot about. After all, fast and reliable internet is the backbone of everything from play sessions to digital downloads and even esports tournaments. Fingers crossed that we'll see more competition lead to better service and lower prices for everyone up north. Back to gaming updates, Lost Ark is prepping a major new progression system, along with several enhancements to boost player enjoyment. These changes are aimed at helping both new and returning players get up to speed and dive into the game's latest endgame content. There's a real focus on removing barriers and giving everyone the chance to experience what makes Lost Ark compelling. Not to be outdone, Microsoft has made headlines by officially ending its TV and movie services on the Xbox platform. This pivot signals a fresh direction for Xbox, emphasizing gaming and digital content management over broader entertainment offerings. It'll be interesting to see how this move shapes future updates as the Xbox ecosystem becomes more focused and streamlined. A growing number of games, like Dying Light and Cyberpunk 2077, have also rolled out impressive new features and content, keeping communities buzzing and discussions lively. Gamers around the world are jumping into forums to share their discoveries, compare builds, and debate which new features are the most game-changing. This level of engagement is what keeps developers motivated and ensures that games continue to evolve long after launch. Shifting gears to gaming meets lifestyle, Capcom's Dine and Play event in Singapore is merging delicious food with digital fun. Participants can sample creative dishes inspired by Capcom's iconic franchises while playing themed games and meeting up with fellow fans. These community-driven events are great examples of how gaming is becoming an even bigger part of our everyday lives, fostering interactions both online and offline. We're seeing developers and publishers everywhere look for new ways to merge culture, creativity, and play. Speaking of creative approaches, the team behind Inazuma 11, Victory Road, recently announced delays focused on quality improvements and enhanced localization. Rather than rushing to ship, they're taking extra time to ensure the experience meets players' expectations across the globe. It's a reassuring move for fans, and it highlights the growing priority placed on access and quality in the competitive release schedule. Meanwhile, Donkey Kong Bonanza's Artist Mode is capturing imaginations, letting players express their creativity and share their masterpieces with the wider community. Creating, customizing, and showing off your work has always been part of gaming's appeal, and Bonanza's features are making it even easier for artists to shine. As we look across the gaming landscape, there's more opportunity than ever for players to participate, shape experiences, and connect with one another. Whether you're into tablet comparisons, game sales, creative community events, or the latest updates to your favorite titles, there's something fun on the horizon every single day. My advice is to stay tuned, keep an eye out for deals, and don't hesitate to jump into those community threads or events. You never know what connections you might make. And for all the fans of ongoing development and fresh game content, there's never been a better time to get involved and stay curious. That wraps up today's episode of VG Buzz, where we keep you informed on everything happening in the gaming world and beyond. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.